Amen. Hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Good to see all y'all this evening. Once again.
Amen.
Amen. Real fast, if you want to write this down real fast, it's a couple dates. September 15th through the 18th will be Faith Explosion. Amen. It'll be September 15th through the 18th. That'll be Faith Explosion. We'll get some slides up once it gets closer, but just giving y'all kind of a heads up. That way you can kind of plan if you want to. And then actually coming up July the 15th through the 17th, that's going to be Mom and Dad, and they're going to come back, and it's going to be a prosperity meeting.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. By no means am I being mean, but if you don't believe in prosperity, amen. I don't think I'd come to it. Amen. Amen. Because prosperity is for us. Amen. Just as much as the new birth is for us. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, you know, because last Sunday was the doctors was here, Mom and Dad. We didn't have a Sunday p.m. service, so we're going to have it this Sunday. So it's going to be pretty much a packed Sunday.
Yes.
Amen. So this Sunday we'll have our Bible study with the book, the prayer book by Brother Hagin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That'll start at 6 o'clock.
Amen.
All right. We got that out the way. Amen. God's just really been helping me with that message that we taught last Wednesday. Amen. And so I got some more notes on it.
Amen.
Amen. Holy Ghost just been really helping me with it. Amen. So I believe we're going to go that way with it again. Amen. So I'll pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, not my will, but your will be done this evening. Not what I want to say, but what you would have for this congregation, Father God. Holy Ghost, I just ask you to bring forth light, illumination, revelation from your word for us this evening. Make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. I thank you, Father God, that this word will come forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. And I thank you, Father God, that we will not only speak to this congregation and each individual that's just pulling on that anointing, that's needing whatever they're needing. And I thank you, Father God, for also myself. I pull on the anointing right now by faith. I pull on it, Father God. Bring forth. I thank you. I will say things that I didn't plan on saying because it's help for us, Father God, from you, from the word this evening. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. I say we thank you for it, Father God. We praise you for it. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. Glory be to God forevermore. Thank you for your word this evening. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so I'm just going to hit a couple notes that we talked about last week. Amen. Amen. All right. Faith is not just something you have, it's something you do, right?
Amen.
Amen. Turn over to Romans 10 real fast, please. 17, you can pull it up in the King James. 10:17, yes, sir. Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and what?
Hearing.
Amen. So faith comes by hearing, and what?
Hearing by the word of God.
Amen. So faith cometh by hearing, and? Amen. So y'all remember Dad was talking about it's not just hearing the word, right? It's hearing and whatever you hear and believe, correct? Whatever you hear, believe, and then what? Act upon. I said that last week, amen, and what you act upon. Amen. Hearing is not the completion of faith. It's whatever you hear, believe, and then act upon, right?
Yes.
Amen. Faith is released by action. Amen.
Amen.
We can also say faith is released by speaking. Speaking's an action, ain't it?
Yes.
Amen. Ain't speaking in action. It's doing something.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. So faith is released how?
By action.
Amen. Not just speaking, but acting your faith as well. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So if a person truly believes they're healed, then they're going to get up and act just like they believe.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. If we all needed to be healed. Oh, there we are. Okay. If all we needed to be healed was to hear faith, then every time we heard the word preached on healing, everybody in the congregation or everybody that heard that would be healed, right?
Amen.
Right? It makes sense, don't it?
Yes.
Amen. But it's we have to believe it, and we also have to have corresponding actions to what we believe.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So we have to believe what we're hearing. Right? About healing or whatever it is. And then we have to have corresponding actions. Right? About what we believe. Or we have to have actions about what we believe. Right? Amen. We're just going to skip real fast. Go over to James 2, please. James 2, verse 17. Do you have the passion? We do, don't we? Do we have the CEB? Okay, I'll do the passion first, then we can do the CEB. The SEB. You're welcome. So then faith, that doesn't involve what?
Action.
It's phony. Next. But someone might object and say, one person has faith and the other person has works. Go ahead then and prove to me that you have faith without your works, and I will show you faith by my works as proof that I believe.
Amen.
Next, please. You can believe all you want that there is one true God. Actually, go down to 22, please. Can't you see how his action, this talking about Abraham, right?
Yes.
His action cooperated with his faith and by his what? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the word is greatly affected by who? The hearer. The hearer, right? And so why do y'all remember whenever Jesus took, he actually took a few people. Well, the lady hit the Jairus' daughter. Did he kick everybody out of the house? Yeah, he did. Y'all know another time a blind man, he grabbed him, and he didn't stay in the city. He actually left out of the city. You don't know why? Because of the crowd? Because of the hearers around? They were affecting exactly what he was trying to do. He's trying to get them to see that healing was for them, but the people listening wasn't accepting it and wasn't flowing with it, wasn't pulling on that anointing. And so it affected everything that he said. And so he had to get away from everybody that didn't want to hear it. Right? He had to get away from people that didn't want to hear it. Because if they don't want to hear it, but this person really wants to hear it, that's going to affect this person. Because him just, or this person going, that's not true, I don't believe that, is definitely going to affect the anointing or the pulling of the anointing for the congregation at that time.
Yes.
So if everybody's not on the same page or somebody's like, I don't believe that, well, it's affecting everything that I'm saying.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So can't you see how his action cooperated with what?
His faith.
And by his action, faith found what?
Its full expression.
How did it find its full expression?
Action.
Amen. By his action. You can pull up the CEB, please. We can start at, you can just go to 22. Now you see how Abraham's faith and deeds worked. Sorry. It's the accent. Throws them off every time. Maybe if I say CEV, sounds like B. You're welcome. So his faith was at work along with what?
His
So his faith was actually doing something?
Yes.
Yes, it was. Because it says it. See, his faith was what?
At work.
Along with his what?
Actions.
In fact, his faith was made
complete
by his faithful actions.
Amen.
Amen. So his faith was made what?
Complete.
By what?
His faithful actions.
So I can say, if I don't have any actions, is my faith going to be complete? So if I'm just saying stuff but not acting upon what I'm saying, am I going to see results?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Not at all. Because, you know, we've been taught faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so people just assume all I got to do is just hear the word and that's it.
Right.
Well, it's not. No. Because we got to have actions with what we hear. For number one, we got to actually believe it.
Yes.
Amen. Number one, I actually got to believe what I'm hearing.
Amen.
And then I got to act upon what I'm hearing, right?
Yes.
Amen. His faith was at work along with his actions. In fact, his faith was made complete. It was made complete by his faithful actions, right?
Amen.
Abraham's faith was incomplete until he acted.
Amen.
Amen. How did he act? Number one, he started calling himself exactly what God called him.
Amen.
Because he told him a long time ago, you're going to have a boy.
Yep.
Right? Didn't he?
Yep.
Amen. Everybody remember that?
Yep.
If you don't, go and read Genesis. It'll help you. Amen. You can start about verse chapter 12, because that's where it talks about he sends him out of Ur. However you want to say it. And then he talks about how he blessed him and all that. We got time to go into that right now. Amen. But he told him, you're the father of many nations. Did he believe it? No, he didn't. Because he didn't have a kid. His name was Abram. Sorry, it was a trick question. I wasn't trying to make it a quick trick question. I apologize. That's why, if you ever notice, I don't ever answer my dad when he asks something. Because I know every time, it's a trick question. I've been caught too many times saying, oh, I know this, and say it, and he'll be like, nope. See, his faith was at work along with his actions. See, at first he didn't believe it.
Uh-huh.
Remember, even Sarah laughed outside the tent, right?
Yes, sir.
So did they actually believe that they were going to be the parents of a nation? Father of many nations? No, not at all. So what did Jesus have to do? Jesus had to get him to think like he was thinking. Jesus had to get him to see how Jesus or God seen him, right? So what did he do? He changed his name. Why did he change his name? Because now I can get you to speaking like I speak.
Yes.
Now I can get you to sounding just like me.
Amen.
Y'all remember that story I told about Brother Hagin? People would come up to get healed. He said he'd feel the anointing go in them, but it'd come right back out of them.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said he'd tell them, look, every time you think about it, he said, don't get in the healing line for the next three or four days. He said, but every single time you think about it, say, the next time Brother Hagin lays hands on me, I will be healed.
Yes.
He said, if you think about it 100 times a day, say it 100 times a day. And he said, every single person he told that to was healed. Every single person except two. And that's because they never came back to the healing line.
Amen.
Amen. So that's actually great success with it, ain't it? But what was he doing? He was getting them to act their faith. He was getting them to start speaking faith when they didn't even realize what they were doing. Because their heads wasn't actually receiving it. Their heads was messing them up saying, this is impossible. How am I going to get healed from just being prayed over? So they were overthinking it. They were trying to analyze the word, which you can't analyze the word. You got to believe it and act upon it. Amen. And so he's getting them to speak, which sounds just like Abram, whenever God said, all right, your name's Abraham.
Yeah.
And then what happened? He continually said it until he believed, I am the father of many nations.
Yes. Amen.
And then what happened? They had a kid. You know, it was in like a year or something like that after he changed his name.
Yeah.
But how many years did he go without a kid?
Yeah.
What was it, like from 75 to 99 or 98 until he had the kid? He had the kid at 99, but he changed his name around 98 or something like that.
Yeah.
So for 15 years, he just never seen himself as God seen him. But as soon as God got him to sound, to speak God words, his words,
amen.
See, we've growing up, we came so accustomed to talking and sounding like everybody else. You remember the story Mom said whenever Joy was asking for a Christmas present. She said, we can't afford that. And he's like, why? Don't agree with Satan. Right?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, don't agree with Satan. Because a lot of... Amen. He didn't... where is it at? He started calling himself what God called him and not what he felt like.
Amen.
Amen. Not what he looked like and not what everyone else told him.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Not what his body told him either, right?
Amen.
Why not? Because if you're going to if you're going to receive what you're going after, then you're going to have to stop allowing your mind to rule you. Just plain and simple.
Amen.
We're going to have to stop analyzing everything. We're going to have to stop trying to figure out how it's going to work.
Yes.
We're going to have to stop trying to do God's part and just believe and act upon what he said.
Yes.
That's it. Well, I'm too old for this. Did God ask you? Well, I'm too young for this. Did God ask you? Or did he ask you to go over here and start a business? Or did he say, you're healed?
Right.
Or
Amen.
Did he say, go buy this house? Amen. Amen. True faith will cause you to do something. Amen. I like that. True faith will cause you to do something. Amen. True faith is a complete disregard for logic and facts. Hallelujah. True faith is a complete disregard for logic and facts. Amen. True faith is a complete disregard to logic. You're 98 years old. You cannot have a kid. True faith disregards logic and facts. You're too old to be trying to own four or five houses. True faith.
Amen.
Amen. True faith completely disregards. True faith is a complete disregard for logic and facts.
Amen.
Amen. I know I'm repeating a lot of stuff, but there's reasons. Amen. Because I ain't in charge, Holy Ghost helping us. Amen. True faith, right? It's a complete disregard for logic and facts.
Amen.
What is something that somebody told you couldn't happen? You know what I'm saying? What is something that y'all have heard? Back when Dad was growing up, you know, if a horse ever hurt its leg, you pretty much put it down because they couldn't fix a horse's leg. You know that, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Right.
Well, they were down playing by the creek, and his horse actually jumped off the creek down there there in Pawnee where they lived, and it broke its leg. And so he went up to the house, and his mom was like, we'll just stay up here at the house, and I'll be back. And his dad was like, well, just give me the pistol. I'll go take care of it. She's like, no, I'll go do it. And dad said that she went down there and was down there for a while and came walking back to the house with the horse. See, logic says, I got to kill this horse. There's nothing we can do for it. Logic says, you better have a credit score of at least 700 plus to be able to get a loan for a house. Don't it? Logic says, you better have a great education if you want a good job. And because we've come so accustomed, not us, everybody else, of listening to how the world has operated.
Yes.
If you want a good job, you better have some kind of college. You better go to college for at least 4 years if you want a good job. If you want a nice house, you better work hard. Don't see your family and work all the overtime you can get. If you want a nice vehicle, everybody in the house better work.
Yes.
Amen. If you want good clothes, well, you know, you'll get hand-me-downs maybe, but you don't wear those out. And you better start buying some clothes trying to save your money. That's what the world's taught us. And we've really got to thinking over just like everybody else.
Yes.
Amen. And so then when somebody comes in and says, hey, you can own 4 houses if you want. Yeah, but my credit score is 400. What does that have to do with it?
Amen.
But I don't have a job. What does that have to do with it?
Amen.
See, right now, just looking at some of y'all's faces, you're like, you're crazy. How is that possible? Number one, you're here again.
Yes.
See, once we start getting over here and start thinking like we've always heard everybody talk, how we always heard everybody, you better do this if you want that, you better do that if you want this. We've got that so ingrained to whenever somebody says something that's just out there like that, that's the first place we go is, how can that happen? How? I make $8 an hour. How am I going to own 4 houses? The doctor said it's incurable. What do you mean I don't have to die? Everybody I know has died from this. What do you mean that I can be healed? Because we've listened to how everything's been dealt with worldly-wise. Whenever it comes to the Word, that's why people get kind of upset sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're like, well, that's not what I've been told my whole life. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Start like we are. Just get in the Word and find out what belongs to us. Look, none of us just arrived. Everybody has to get in the Word to learn it. Somebody just doesn't wake up one day and God go, I'll bless him. All of y'all try to figure it out. Because number one, he's not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. Holy cow, it's 8 o'clock. Yeah. I don't know where the mic's at. Chelsea stole it.
No,
oh, okay.
So, I used to work in the bank, right? So, and I still do, but I'm doing something else. So there was this lady, faithful lady, and she came in. I was her banker, and I'd help her out, and I can see the numbers, and the number said, You can't tithe and pay your bills, but she did. And she would share with me some things she was really, really believing for. And I would go, well, you're paying your bills. And this, guys, this is me as Clinton not that long ago. So, well, you definitely can't pay your bills, tithe, and buy a new car. Or you might be able to get a hoopty. But it's probably not going to run any better than your current hoopty. And then the car came, and then she's this crazy lady. She's like, God's getting me a house too. I'm like, but listen, you definitely can't.
Yeah.
Do you know what a house costs? So, you crazy woman. And I said this because I won't get in the way of somebody's faith, but inside, that's because logical Clint, it took him a long time to get out of jail, but this guy to get out of logic jail, but that lady proved me wrong God proved me wrong in every instance.
Yeah.
You can't, so what Pastor Ricky's saying about you can have the things that you believe God for, that you'll have the audacity to believe God for despite what the industry expert knows. You'll be surprised, floored, and out of your mind. But it's a good place to be out of your mind. when you're out of your mind for Jesus and what he has for you.
Amen. Amen. God's just really looking for somebody that'll step out in faith and just act upon his word. Because, you know, whose job is it to fulfill it? Amen. See, if we don't know that, so whose job is it to fulfill what I'm believing for? My job? Whose job? Exactly. So I got to stay in faith, and God will do it.
Amen.
Plain and simple. Well, it takes a long time. What else do we have to do? Seriously. Seriously. What else do we have to do? You know, I mean, like with the offering, paying tithe and offering, you know, well, I've told the testimony many times, but, you know, even going to the, what's the guy that does taxes? Whatever the guy, his name is, tax guy. Tax guy. Him looking at the bank account, or not bank account, but what we make, and then looking at the tithe and offering, and just a blank look like, what in the world? Y'all doing something illegal on the side? Because you can't be doing that and only making that.
Amen.
See, logic. Logic says you better not do that because you cannot afford it and you'll starve.
Amen.
You'll lose everything you own. God says, you trust me, the blessing of God will fall on you.
Amen.
And you'll walk in it every day of your life. Just believe me and I'll do it. And so that's all we did. God said, do this. We did it. Started off with $20 over our tithe. Hallelujah. Way past it now. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just got to act on the word, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. True faith is a complete disregard for logic and facts.
Amen.
Logic, like your sister's name, Lindsay, grew up when it was Silsby, wasn't it? Whenever Dad prayed for him. She had, what's that called? She had scoliosis. Her sister did. And was kind of like whopper-cocked, right? Just because scoliosis. It's Ricky's word you can have. Whatever. cockeyed, whatever you want to say. Sideways, that's the word I was looking for. We got there. Amen. But, did a word come to Dad, or he just prayed for it, or something? But Dad ended up praying, and it wasn't my dad. Amen. God. Dad can't do nothing. Amen. Just like me and you can't. But when the word of God is backing us.
Amen.
Amen. And so he prayed over, and does she have scoliosis now? See, logic says you better go do some kind of treatments, and hopefully it'll get fixed.
Yes.
I used to have warts all over my right knee. All over them. Bad as a kid. And so I believe Dad believed with me, him or Mom. And then one morning I remember waking up and just going, huh, holy cow, I don't have any warts. See, logic says you better go find a good doctor, some kind of doctor that can remove that without leaving your knee all scarred up and weird looking. Because when I say a lot of warts, I don't mean three. I mean my whole knee looked like a wart, just a whole bunch of them everywhere, right? So logic says there's no way that can happen. But God, faith looks right past logic. Faith, logic comes up to faith and faith moves past it. It doesn't give it time to think about it. It doesn't give it time to analyze it. Because logic will come up every time. As soon as you step out in faith, logic's there to go, yeah, but are you sure about that? Because, I mean, go. You looked at your bank account lately. Have you seen what you make? And now you're wanting to buy a new house? Are you sure? And if we'll stop there, because what is the word? I believe it's over in Matthew, I want to say 6, but I'm not 100% sure where it talks about take no thought what?
Saying.
Take no thought saying. So it's telling me that those thoughts ain't mine if I take it. That thought's coming to me. It's not mine if it says take no thought. So that thought's coming from somewhere.
Yes. Amen.
And then how do I take it? By saying. Yes. So logic will come up, but faith will not stop and it'll continue to move forward.
Yes. Amen.
But if I allow logic to stop me and to start analyzing, yeah, but how many people have died from this?
Yes.
Amen. How many people I know at work don't have new houses?
Yeah.
How many of my family members can't drive a new car because they don't have a good job? Because they don't have a good education?
Amen.
See, we've really just kind of, not us, amen.
Amen.
Everybody all right still?
Yeah.
Amen. So we've kind of thought like everybody else because we just kind of fell in that rut of, well, I better get a good job. I better get a good education if I want a good job. I better do this if I want that kind of result. And we kind of forgot about the word. Amen. But the word is actually what will put you ahead of everybody while everybody's still trying to figure out how to get to where you're at.
Amen.
Because y'all heard Mom. Got out of school in 11th grade, but yet owned 7 or 8 businesses.
Yes.
So does logic say that she's educated enough to do that?
No, sir.
Not at all. See, logic says you better go to college. You better have some kind of business inside your classrooms. That way you can figure out how to run a business.
Yeah.
That way you can figure out how to operate a business and actually allow it to function properly.
Amen.
That's what logic says.
Yeah.
But faith says, Sally, Ricky, y'all go by that building. All right.
Amen.
Logic says you're crazy because that building's falling in.
Yeah.
Don't buy that building. Look, if it falls in, you're going to have a lawsuit on your hands. Somebody's going to sue you because the very first building they bought, actually, the roof was falling in.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Amen. So logic says, why are you trying to buy that? You really want that? Number one, can y'all really afford it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got enough kids to bait a trot line, right? The building's falling in. So if you buy that for that kind of money, look at how much money you're going to have to put into that to even get it functioning. Why don't you go buy a building that's already good? You know, that'd be the smart thing to do. And a lot of times, if we allow ourselves to stop and start analyzing what God told us to do, it's just that sense on the inside. You know what? I should do this. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a thundering voice. Hey, go buy this now. No. No, it's just you got that warm, velvety feeling on the inside, right? Amen. Best way I know how to say it. Because, you know, like a lot of times when I bought the truck, after I told my brother, I'd buy it. And I was like, yeah, I should probably ask if I should buy this truck. I said, God, should I buy this truck? No. But I already told him I would, and I'm not going to go back on my word. So it cost me $6,500. Amen. Well, we didn't get to it, but amen, we got Sunday. So,
amen.
Well, did y'all get anything out of that? Because we, you know, amen. At least we read a scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. What, do you have something? Yeah, you do. Amen.
Hallelujah. We were talking about some of those testimonies, and sometimes it feels like, and I don't know if this was someone just thinking it or whatnot or why the Holy Spirit brought this up, but, you know, why is it always about stuff? Why is it about this or that? Because sometimes it's easier to build your faith on those kind of things compared to when all of a sudden you have somebody in the hospital. And if you haven't built yourself up on those little things in faith and standing for those kind of things, when it really does come down to it and there's some really hard things that come along in life, you need to have that built up. even so, not even for yourself, but there's been times where we have people come up to us and they are in situations, and yes, they are, you know, Bible believing and tongue talking and, you know, those kind of, you know, powerful people, and read their word and believe in Jesus and all of that. But they find themselves at a point in life that they can't hold this up themselves. And so they come to pastors sometimes. And I know a lot of you out there have also helped people also hold up their hands and hold themselves up during those really hard times in life. But we have to be able to be doing these things now, doing faith now, so that when things like that happen, we're ready. We're ready to go for our family members, for different things that come along, that we are strong enough to hold those kind of things and to help those kind of people. So that's what the Holy Spirit was just telling me to.
Amen. Amen. Faith acts, right? Faith acts. Amen. So true faith is a complete disregard for logic and facts. And then I'll read you this last one. True faith always moves people to action.
Amen.
Amen. True faith always moves people to action. If someone cries out in a crowded building that the building is on fire, the response of the hearers will demonstrate their faith or lack thereof.
Amen.
Right? Those who remain, they do not believe the report. Those who act upon what they heard demonstrate their faith in that report. Right? So faith is an action. Right? It's not just I need to get all the faith. Yes, get faith, but are you in action? Are you moving forward? Are you acting your faith? Are you acting your faith? We got, you know, that's questions we got to ask, you know, ourselves. Am I acting my faith? Am I acting upon what I believe on? Or am I just saying, I got to get faith, I got to get faith, I got to get faith? Okay, get faith, but continually move while you're still getting faith. Because if I'm never using my faith ever, then how is it going to constantly grow?
Amen.
We gave the illustration before. A guy wanting to be a bodybuilder, never works out, wants to go to Mr. Olympian tomorrow. Will it happen?
No.
It could happen. Is he going to win?
No.
Probably get laughed off the stage. Right? Why? Didn't build one muscle for it. But if he's like, you know what? I want to be Mr. Olympian. I'm going to start working out today.
Yes, sir.
Is that moving forward?
Yes.
Is that an action?
Yes.
So he'll continue. Will he be Mr. Olympian next month?
No.
Will he probably be a little bigger than what he is last month, though?
Yes.
See, it's a moving forward. He can't stop and just want to eat everything and say, I'm going to go be Mr. Olympian tomorrow. He had to put action to what he's wanting to do, what he believes. And so continually working out is what he has to do.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Using our faith, right? Got to use our faith. Amen. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for everything that you brought out this evening. Thank you, Father God. We'll continue to keep it, meditate on it, and grow in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.